At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
MMA Dinkins here. This podcast is powered by the Converge Podcast Network. What's up, incredible people? My name is MMA, not Jenkins anymore, MMA McDaniel, and I really could get used to saying that, but I am so excited that y'all have joined me on the podcast today. And without further ado, faith comes by hearing, so grab your headphones and let's get into the Word. I've been in the Gospels lately, and the Gospels are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And these are four people who have recorded the life of Jesus in the Bible. And I am really excited because today we're going to be in Luke 9. And in Luke 9, specifically verses 18 through 20, we're going to be in just those three verses today. And I'm so excited to share with y'all how I've really been encouraged through these verses. And I hope that they bring like serious encouragement to you too. So Jesus is just with his disciples. He's alone with them, starting in verse 18. One day Jesus left the crowds to pray alone. Only his disciples were with him. And he asked them, "Who do people say I am?" "Well," they replied, "some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, and others say you are one of the other ancient prophets risen from the dead." Then he asked them, "But who do you say I am?" Peter replied, "You are the Messiah sent from God." Okay, so backtracking up to this first verse of verse 18, where Jesus says, "Who do people say that I am?" And kind of looking at the context of our day and age, we hear a lot of people in a lot of different positions voice a lot of different opinions about who Jesus is and what they think he's about. We hear about who God is from our family. We hear about who God is from our school. We hear about it on like just the day-to-day basis, scrolling through social media. We hear about who Jesus is in our workplace. Like we hear about who Jesus is in politics even. Like it wouldn't take you long to kind of say a good handful of different opinions that you've heard just throughout culture and just throughout your day-to-day conversations about who people have said Jesus is. And even as you've tuned into this podcast, if you've been with me since the very beginning, or this is your first time tuning in, like you're going to hear me as I am opening up God's word and talking about who God is and what he's about and what he's done in my life and why my life will never be the same because I know him. But I love how Jesus continues. Just as we could talk about all the different things we've heard about Jesus from tons of different people, as the disciples did, Jesus gets personal and he asks the disciples, "But who do you say that I am?" And Jesus still today gets personal with you and me. It doesn't matter how many times you hear me talk about the Lord, you hear me talk about who Jesus is and what he has done. At the end of the day, whenever Jesus comes back on Judgment Day, like I'm not going to be there being able to give an account for your life or speaking what I know about Jesus, speaking who he is and what he's done in my life. I'm not going to be able to speak on your behalf. God is going to get personal with you, and he is going to ask you, "Who do you say that I am?" It makes me think of whenever I was 14 years old, and I was having a conversation with my dad, and he said, Emma, when Jesus comes back, I'm not going to be there standing with you, holding your hand. It's just going to be you and him. And Jesus is either going to say, from Matthew 7:21, he tells us, he's either going to say, well done, good and faithful servant, or depart from me, for I never knew you personally, like on a personal level, intimately. Jesus wants to know you. We could spout off tons of things we've heard about him. We could spout off tons of information we've gathered from all the podcasts we've listened to, from all the reels we've watched, from all the sermons we've tuned into, from all the conversations that we've had. But until we actually, on a heart level, declare that Jesus is Lord and we believe that he rose from the grave, then we don't know him. We don't have a relationship with him. And we're going to have to give an answer to that whenever he says, who do you say that I am? And I really just wanted to take the time today to share the power, to share the truth, to share the life-changing message of the gospel with you and give you the opportunity to evaluate your own heart. I love how David prays in Psalm 139, that God, search my heart and know me. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Like, see if there's any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. And what that basically is God, like, you know me on the deepest level possible. Like, make that known to me. Like, I want to be honest with myself, and I want to be honest with God about where we're at. And so I want to take the time just to let you know how much God loves you. Like, God loves you so much that he sent his one and only son, Jesus, to come and die for you. And you may be like, well, why did he have to die for me? Because God, way in the very beginning, had this design to be in relationship with us. And that is why he made people. He made all of us to be in relationship with him. That's what we're designed for. Like, we seek contentment in all of these places. We seek joy in our relationships. We seek to find peace in our wealth. We seek to find contentment in how many followers we can get and how many likes we can get and how high on the fame ladder we can go and all of these different things that can and will pass away on this earth. We seek to find a confidence and identity in, but yet we're found lacking. Why? Because that's not what we were designed to be fulfilled by. We were designed to be fulfilled by God. It is in him that we lack no good thing. He has put eternity in the heart of every human. Like, that is what we were made for. But it's only until we surrender to him that we discover it truly is only in him that we are fully, deeply satisfied. And he made us and we were in perfect relationship with him. That's what we read in Genesis 1 and Genesis 2, as he's walking with Adam and Eve in the garden in perfect unity with them. Everything is cool. But then we chose to go on our own way as people. We chose to be disobedient to God. We thought that our way was better than him. And we sinned. The sin is missing the mark. It's being imperfect. It's missing the point of the standard at which the Lord has called us. And now all of us, we are born into sin. We are born separated from God because we have gone our own way. Every single one of us. Not one of us is good and goes a day without sin. Not even one. All of us, Romans 3:23 says, all of us have sinned and fallen short of God's glory. Not one of us are outside of that ballpark. I'm on, like, I don't know, my 50-something podcast about literally opening up God's word, but I'm no better than the person across the street who's been drug dealing and has no idea who Jesus is. Like, I'm no better than that person. We're all on the same playing field in need of a savior and lost without him. And God knew that. And yet he still saw us worth pursuing. And that's why I'm saying he sent his one and only son, Jesus. He demonstrated his perfect love for us. And that while we were all on the same playing field, while we were all sinners, while we were all far from God, all short of his perfect standard, Jesus came, humbled himself to be fully God, yet fully man. And he walked the earth without sin. He didn't mess up one time. He walked in obedience to the Father, obeying God's commands, living to glorify him. And yet he died on a cross. And why did he have to do that? He had to do that because Romans 6:23 tells us that the wages of our sin, which basically means what we deserve because we've been disobedient to God and we thought our way was better and we went our own way, is we deserve to die. And it says in 2 Corinthians 5:21 that Jesus, who knew no sin, he was perfect. He became our sin so that we might become the righteousness of God, so that we may be seen as pure, as perfect, as blameless, and without sin before the Lord. How did that happen? Because whenever Jesus died on the cross and he was buried in a tomb, 3 days later, he rose from the grave, defeating death, defeating the sin, the very thing that separated us from the Father. And now through him, because he has been given the name that is above every other name, upon which every knee must bow and every tongue must confess, he's been given all authority and he is seated at the right hand of the Father victoriously. And all who believe in him shall never perish, but have eternal life. All who believe in him shall be in forever relationship with the Father, because we know in John 14:6 that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through him.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network and is sponsored in part by...
Hey, today's episode is sponsored by our friends at Faithful Counseling. So, let's get real for a second. Is there something interfering with your peace, robbing you of joy, preventing you from carrying God's yoke that is easy and his burden that is light, that he intends for you to carry, he designed you to carry? Are you walking through something that's preventing you from achieving your goals? I know that for many of us, that can be anxiety, depression, fear, or even broken relationships that can be holding us back. But this is where Faithful Counseling comes in. Faithful Counseling is a worldwide counseling service that is making professional counseling accessible, affordable, and convenient so anyone and everyone can face life's challenges and can get help anytime, anywhere. Faithful Counseling offers 4 different ways to get connected to a licensed counselor. You can sit down for video calls, phone calls, live chats, or instant messaging. Every counselor on Faithful Counseling is licensed by their respective state board and has over 3,000 hours of experience. If you think that Faithful Counseling is for you, you can sign up today and be matched with your counselor in 24 hours or less. Faithful Counseling is helping us live our healthiest lives in the comfort and safety of our homes. Be sure to check out Faithful Counseling at faithfulcounseling.com/MMA/. I can't spend eternity with God, as we saw in the beginning of creation, that I was designed to do forever. I can't be in relationship with him by simply listening to enough podcasts. I can't be in relationship with him by simply tuning into enough Instagram reels about scripture or hearing enough opinions from other people about who God is or having enough conversations about it. I can only truly know God and spend eternity in heaven with him through confessing with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and believing in my heart that God raised him from the dead. And so I want to ask you, just as Jesus asked his disciples, who do you, not who do your parents, not who does Emma, not who do your peers, who do you say that Jesus is? Because I do want to encourage you in the incredible, just powerful reality. And that is that who you say Jesus is doesn't change who he is. If you say that he isn't Lord, that doesn't mean he's not Lord anymore. If you say that he's not powerful or he's not all sufficient or he doesn't fulfill everything, every desire that I could possibly have, then that doesn't mean that he no longer is able to do those things or he no longer holds that authority. God is on the throne regardless of what we people have to say about him. He is all sufficient in and of himself. He is holy and powerful and just and good and holds all authority. He is the Lord. So what you say about him and who you say he is doesn't change who he is. But I do promise you, and I can say this from experience, that who you believe him to be, it will change who you are. Whenever you believe in your heart and that he is the Lord, and you surrender him to him with all that you are, and you walk in obedience to him because you love him and you know that he's worthy of it, and you trust that in fact his way is better, your life will never be the same. And I mean that in the best way. Like the best way ever. We go from death to life. All who believe in him are a new creation. For the old has passed away, and behold, the new is here. We have been brought from darkness into marvelous light. That is the gift that we have, the gift of being with him forever. We have abundant life, Jesus says, that he offers, and only he can offer. You were made to be in relationship with him, and he loves you, and he desires a relationship with you. But apart from him, we have nothing. Apart from him, the wages of our sin is death. And if we don't put our trust in Jesus, then we're going to have to pay for it, spending eternity apart from the very one we were made to be with for forever. So I encourage you. There's no magic words that you have to tell God. There's no special thing that you have to go perform. It's simply you drawing near to God, and he promises to draw near to you. It's simply you putting yourself aside and saying, God, I'm so sorry for how I thought my way was better and I lived like that to be true. And I neglected you, and I did not acknowledge that you are Lord and you are worthy of my whole life. Will you forgive me? God promises that when we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us of all unrighteousness. Praise be to God. And confess with your mouth, not like not just to say the right words, but from a heart that believes that God raised him from the dead, and from a heart that believes that he is your savior, and from a heart that believes that it's only in him that you truly have life and you can be who you were made to be because he is your maker. Confess with your mouth that Jesus, he is the Lord. He is worthy of your surrender. And he desires a relationship with you. And your life will never, ever be the same, because it's what you were made for. So I want to leave you with the simple question. As Jesus asked his disciples, who do you say that Jesus is? Nobody else can. A bunch of people can tell you the truth to that question. But God is going to get personal with you of how would you answer that question. And how you answer that question doesn't change who he is, but how you answer that question changes the rest of your life. I love y'all so much. So much. I love you so much that I wanted to take this time to share this message with you, because this is the best message that you could ever hear. It's the message of hope. It's the message of peace, of joy, of contentment, of life. It's the message that changed my life. And that's why that's the heartbeat of every message I speak, because our whole world is craving peace. Our world is craving confidence in our identity. Our world is craving joy and hope in the midst of anxiety and depression and questions and fear. And I have found the answer. I have found the answer, and that is the Lord. In him, we lack no good thing. So I would be doing a great disservice if I didn't take the time today to tell you the answer of where you can find hope and peace and joy and contentment in a world where it may not make sense to have any of those things. And that is through Jesus, him being your Lord. I love y'all so, so stinking crazy much. And I hope that the rest of your day, the rest of your week is absolutely beautiful. And be sure and rate and review and share this message with your people. If you're listening to this and you know God, one, I hope it encouraged you, just because none of us can be reminded of the power of the gospel too much. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of salvation for everyone who believes. So I hope that you are just refreshed in the truth. May we never grow numb to the power that is the gospel. And if you have a friend, you're listening to this and you know God, if you have a friend who you know is questioning, is seeking, who doesn't know the Lord, share it with your people. And I hope it blesses them. But y'all are wonderful, and I will talk to y'all next week. Bye, guys. I pray blessings and encouragement and a deepening of faith over your life today. Be sure to subscribe, rate, give reviews, and go share this episode with all of your people so that we can continue to build our community and build our faith. Thank you for tuning in to the Have You Heard podcast, and don't forget how awesome you are.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.